Welcome to Bible Basics with me, Deanna. During these mini Bible tutoring sessions, I'm going to be teaching you the basics of the Bible that have dramatically changed my relationship with God's Word. Let me tell you, these are going to feel a little different, so you may want to grab a notebook and a pen, or even save this episode. Our hope is that you will grab some nuggets that, just like me, will guide you in your own relationship with the Word of God. It's me again, your tutor for the overview of the Bible. And let me just tell you, I get so excited teaching this. I don't know how many times I've taught it, and I've taught it in a variety of just ways, whether it's been for a video class, whether it's in person, whether it's in an individual discipleship. And I'll tell you, I get excited every time because I just can't explain to you how much this did for me as just a Christian understanding God's Word. And I hope it's doing the same for you as well. So here we are, we're in lesson 5. And I gave to you what I consider like the holy grail of overview, and it is the arc of Bible history. And so, can we do something? Can we just do a quick review on that? Okay, so first era, creation. Second era, patriarchs. Third era, the Exodus. Fourth era, the conquest. Fifth era, the judges. Sixth era, the kingdoms. Seventh era, exile. Eighth era, the return. Ninth era, silence, the intertestamental period. 10th era, the Gospels, the life of Jesus. 11th era, the church and its development. And then we have the 12th era, which we are all living in right now, the era of missions. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to call the next things I teach you summaries, okay? And you can pause and start and pause and start to write these down. But I'm going to give you the general summary of the Old Testament, the general summary of the New Testament, and I'm going to give those to you in a couple different ways. Now, I personally have tried to memorize these, and I encourage you to do it as well. But I will tell you, if you do pursue this a little deeper and go to my Overview of the Bible online course, my teaching this as you see me teach it, because I'm very physical when I teach and I move around a lot so you can get a visual image of things, it will be really helpful for you. And so I'm going to try to do my best with these, but it's easier to memorize these when you see me do them. So let's start with the Old Testament. I have given you a chronological timeline. I have given you the arc of Bible history, and now I'm going to take the Old Testament and summarize it. And so this is how I would summarize the Old Testament. It starts with creation. Then it goes to the Jewish people. Then it goes to the time of Christ. Well, that was pretty simple. Creation, Jewish people, time of Christ. Now you can see that is a summary at its very, very, very basic. The Bible starts giving us the account of creation, and then it tells us about this family that I've been referring to. And the thing about this family is they were God's special chosen people. Listen, God gets to choose who's special to him. It's just what he does. And so out of all the people in the world at this time, he goes to this group of people, and it started with Abraham. And these are who we now call the Jewish people. Now, they have a few different names as you read the scriptures, and it gets confusing. So they're either called the special chosen people, the children of Israel, the Jewish people. They can be called Israelites. They're all referring to the same family that starts with Abraham. And so when I give you a summary and I say creation, Jewish people, I'm talking about the main family starting with Abraham that the whole Old Testament talks about. And it ends in Nehemiah, which takes us right up to that intertestamental period, which will start then in the New Testament with the time of Christ. Now, the Old Testament has 39 books, 28 authors, and it was written over a period of 2,000 years. I just love that. The beauty of how God was able to, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, use men, 28 men, to write the Bible. Okay, now there's another way. So we've got, okay, first summary, creation, Jewish people, time of Christ. Creation, Jewish people, time of Christ. There you go. That's the Old Testament. Okay, some details. 39 books, 28 authors, a period of over 2,000 years. Another way is, okay, we have 17 historical books, 5 poetical books, and 17 prophetical books. 17 historical, 5 poetical, I'm sorry, and 17 prophetical. I can't read my notes here because my glasses get in my way. Okay, so that's another way of looking at it. Now, this is one of my favorite little summaries. Summary of the Old Testament, the story of God and the Jewish people, the Jewish poets, and the Jewish prophets. I love that one. The story of God and the Jewish people, poets, and prophets. And that's what your Old Testament is in its basic summary. Now, I want to give you the New Testament in its basic summary. Okay? So we have the New Testament. This is kind of like the summary structure. And we would start with, obviously, the birth of Jesus, his life, his ministry, his disciples' ministry. That's the New Testament. The birth of Jesus, his life, his ministry, his disciples' ministry. Now, the details of that would be 27 books, 9 authors, and a period of less than 100 years. So we got birth of Jesus, his life, his ministry, his disciples' ministry. That's basically the New Testament. Then we can break up the New Testament in the types of books. So we have historical, which is the 4 Gospels and Acts. And this is where, man, it gets really interesting. I love this part. We have historical, 4 Gospels and Acts, but then we have what we're called, now hold on, instructional Pauline epistles. You're like, hey, what? Instructional Pauline epistles. These come after Acts in the actual paper Bible. But if you remember, these are the things that we take and we put into Acts. What that means is instructional. It gives us instruction. Pauline, Paul wrote them. Epistles, letters. So in my terminology, letters Paul wrote to instruct us. And those are from Romans to Philemon. Then we have instructional general epistles. General epistles are epistles, are letters of instruction written to, whether it's an individual or a church, written by other people other than Paul. And those could go from Hebrews to Revelation. And yes, I know what we said about Hebrews, but we're just going to lump them in general epistles. Okay, so far, New Testament, birth of Jesus, his life, his ministry, his disciples' ministry, 27 books, 9 authors, a period of less than 100 years. Okay, types of books, historical, 4 Gospels and Acts, instructional Pauline epistles, and you sound so smart now, Romans to Philemon, instructional general epistles, Hebrews to Revelation. And then, just like the Old Testament, it comes to my favorite summary. And here's my favorite summary of the New Testament. The story of Jesus of Nazareth, the church, and the church's growth under the leadership of his apostles after his death and resurrection. What's the New Testament about? It's about the story of Jesus of Nazareth, the church, and how the church grows under the leadership of his apostles once he died and rose again and ascended into heaven. I love those little summaries because it just gives me just the basic idea of what they're about without all the details. And once I have that basic foundation, then I'm like, okay, I got that. I get that. Now I can start throwing in some of the details of it. And so what I'm going to do is I've got to do this quickly, but we will link to these things so you can actually see them in our show notes. I'm going to start with the Old Testament. And the Old Testament, the summary, the timeline, all of that, I'm going to give what I call just like a category overview. Now, I'm just going to jump into it rather than explain what I'm going to explain. So let's take the nine eras. Creation, patriarch, Exodus, conquest, judges, kingdom, exile, return, silence. We're going to stop there. Each of those eras has a main figure. Okay, so in creation, the main figure is Adam. You're like, I thought it would be God or Noah. Okay, what we're going to do for story purposes is the main figure of creation is Adam. The main figure of the patriarch is Abraham, because he's the one chosen by God to father all these people. The main figure of the Exodus is Moses. He's the guy that God uses to deliver these Hebrews, Israelites, out of slavery in Egypt. That's the Exodus. The main figure in the conquest is Joshua. Joshua leads them into the land that God promised them by doing all these battles. Then the main figure of Judges is Samson. Now, there were other judges, but Samson's the one that kind of gets, he gets a lot of reality in the book of Judges. And so there was him, there was other ones, and these judges actually ruled for 400 years. So when you see that little era called Judges, know this, that's an era of 400 years. Then we go into the era of kingdom. And even though David is the main figure, he wasn't the first king, but he's the one that we focus on in that era. The era of exile, our main figure is Daniel. The era of the return, the main figure is Ezra. And some may be thinking, oh, Ezra's a person. Yes, Ezra is a person. He was actually a spiritual leader during that time that God used to lead the people back to Israel, Jerusalem, from the exile. And then we come to the silent era. And the main figure or figures of the silent era in between the Old Testament and New Testament, the Pharisees. Yep, the Pharisees and quite a few other groups that start teaching things that aren't true to Scripture. And that's kind of where the world is when Jesus comes on the scene. Now, I've given you the era, I've given you the main figure, and I'm going to give you the location. So, creation, main figure Adam, location Eden. You're like, okay, I knew that one, I'm good. Okay, there you go. The next one is patriarch, Abraham's the main figure, and the land of Canaan, which is later going to change its name. That's why sometimes Bible stuff's confusing. Okay, then we have Exodus. Moses is the main figure in the Exodus. And the main location is Egypt, because this family is all living in Egypt at this time as slaves. And Moses is the one that brings them out of slavery. They exit out of slavery, which is why it's called the era of the Exodus. Okay, then we have the era of conquest. Joshua is our main leader. And once again, we're in Canaan. That is the land that God says, listen, Joshua, get those people the children of Israel, my special people, into the land of Canaan that I have promised them. Some of you may have heard the term the promised land. Well, the promised land is Canaan, and Joshua does just that. He leads the children of Israel into Canaan. We have the judges and Samson, main judge, and this is while they're in Canaan for 400 years. Then we have the kingdom era led by David, and this is where the name changes from Canaan to Israel. And David becomes the greatest king, and God uses him in the land of Israel for the land for the children of Israel. Okay, but remember, they're a nation now, all these other nations, and these other nations come to battle them, and sometimes they lose, and they're taken into exile. Daniel is the main figure here. Daniel was a prophet that prophesied to some of these children of Israel in a certain area, and this was in the area of Babylon. So there's some children of Israel living in Babylon in exile. Daniel is there with them, and he prophesies to them. He gives them messages from God. Well, then we have the return, where it's finally now we get to go back to Jerusalem, our homeland, Israel. Ezra is one of the leaders of this, and Jerusalem is the main place that they go back to, and they have to rebuild it. And then there's the silent era, where them Pharisees. Them Pharisees are spreading all kind of stuff. And they've spread stuff in the area of Jerusalem. And that takes place for 400 years. Now, we have those 400 years, and we go into the overview of the era of the New Testament Gospels church mission. Well, obviously, the main figure of the Gospels is Jesus Christ. The main figure of the church. Now, this may, you know, like I thought you said this guy. The main figure of the church is Peter. And then the main figure of the mission era is Paul. Listen, these guys were just great apostles of Jesus Christ. They were human like us, and they did the work Jesus told them to do. So when we go to the era of the Gospels, we have Jesus as the main figure. Jesus stays in the location of Galilee, Samaria, and Judea in Israel. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I did not know geography. And I would hear these things, I'd read them a scripture, and I'm like, yeah, I have no idea. I'll just be honest with you. For most of my life, I barely knew where I was anyway. Whether I'm living in Pennsylvania or in South Carolina, I was not a geography girl. So I'm going to attempt via a podcast to teach you some geography. Yes. Good luck there, Deanna. Okay, so we have the gospel era, Jesus, Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. I just want you to know this. Jesus did not travel far. He did not travel far. The story of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, gets taken far because of these guys here, Peter and Paul. So we come to the church era. Peter's the main figure, and the gospel starts spreading in Jerusalem. Okay, so the gospel starts spreading to these Jewish people that very much lived under law. And Jesus comes on the scene and tells them, you no longer have to obey the law. I have fulfilled the law. And now that Jesus has ascended into heaven, Peter is in Jerusalem along with James, and they are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and many Jews are coming to Christ. Now, we have the era of mission where Paul comes on the scene. And his main location is Rome. And that's not his only location. Paul goes all over and eventually kind of brings, you know, some of his final journeys into Rome, and all the way just sharing the gospel, sharing the truth of Jesus Christ, which is why, ladies, we now have the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world. And we're trying to get it into those places that have never heard. Paul went on mission, took these mission trips. In this time period, the gospel was not only for the Jews, but it was for us, the Gentiles. I am so grateful that the gospel and the promise of the Messiah made back in the Old Testament for the children of Israel, that God in His grace and mercy opened it up for anyone to receive the truth of Jesus Christ, and He can become their Messiah and their King. That is a little more details to our arc of Bible history.
Hey, Iron Women, thank you again for joining us today on the Iron Women podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed our Bible Basics with Deanna mini episode of the Iron Women. We'll see you next week.